With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Snow on the way. Environment Canada's special weather statement says it'll start light this morning and then intensify as the day goes on. It should taper off tonight. We could have 5 to 10 centimeters of snow on the ground by the time it's done. Shots fired in Windsor. Windsor police were called to a home on Howard Avenue between Hannah Street and Tecumseh Road East around 10:30 last night. Nobody was hurt, but if you have video, police want to hear from you. She retired in March, but still made over $191,000 last year. Windsor police released their sunshine list, and that's how much former police chief Pam Mizzuno made. She came to the position in 2019 and abruptly retired midway through her contract. Mizzuno made over $266,000 in 2022. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre's motion to force a federal election over the coming increase in the carbon tax has failed. The NDP and Bloc voted with the Liberals against holding a non-confidence vote. The tax is going up to $80 a ton on April 1st. Poilievre has been crisscrossing the country campaigning on a pledge to axe the tax. According to the Parliamentary Budget Office, 80% of Canadians get more back in a rebate than they pay in the carbon tax. Windsor West MP Brian Massey has apologized for comments made earlier this week during a debate on the war in Gaza. He suggested, while anti-Semitism is an issue, we're not going to be able to fix anything right now until there's a ceasefire. The motion originally called for the recognition of the State of Palestine. The motion, heavily amended, was passed. The Sears store at Devonshire Mall is coming down. General Manager Chris Savard says demolition will start this spring, and this fall we'll get a Canadian brew house, a Miniso store, and a Today Cafe. Sears closed 6 years ago and has been a Halloween pop-up store and a mass vaccination clinic since. Occasional teachers, represented by the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario, have a tentative deal with the public school board. They have to vote on it next. If the 400 teachers approve it, the contract will be in place until August 2026. And Earth Hour is being celebrated tonight at the Windsor Express game against London. YQG Green is stuffing a bus with donations, so if you're going, bring along some non-perishable food, hygiene, or pet items and clothing. The game starts at 7. A 6-5 loss for the Spitfires last night against Erie. 6-3 for the Wings in the NHL. They played the Islanders. 3-2 for the Jays. They played Pittsburgh in spring training yesterday. The Tigers lost to the Mets 10-5. We'll get periods of snow today with a high of 1 degree on the way. Might get freezing rain this evening. The snow will end overnight, minus 1 overnight. Cloudy 3 tomorrow and sunshine 5 on Sunday. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.